Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We'll begin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, in the beginning of the Gemara. Tanan Hasam Lo Yamed Adam Mishus Hayachid V'Yishne Mishus Harabin. A person should not stand in the Mishus Hayachid, lean over and drink into the Mishus Harabin. Or alternatively, vice versa, Mishus Harabin Mishus Hayachid V'Yishne Hayachid. Or standing in the Mishus Harabin, leaning over into the Mishus Hayachid and drinking. So what is the issue over there? Because we're afraid maybe he'll take the cup and bring it to where he is. And in which case, he'd be transferring from one reshus to another. So it's a gzera that he cannot lean over and drink because he might bring the cup to him. So it's a gzera for haitzo. Aval im hichnis reisha v'rubo l'makam shishoysa muter. But if he leans over, not just his mouth, but reisha v'rubo, his head and most of his body, then we're not concerned that he'll bring the cup over to him. So over there, he's allowed to then drink in the other reshus. Tosis raises the point, well, why isn't it still considered hoitzor achnosa? Because he's drinking the water in one reshus. So for instance, if he's leaning over from the house to the reshus harabim, he's drinking in the reshus harabim, and then he swallows it, and it rests in his stomach, which is in the reshus hayachid. Tosfos says the hanoch is not when it is in his stomach, it's when he swallows. At that point, it's considered to be the hanoch. So he's swallowing it in the same reshus. He's drinking in the reshus harabim, for instance, and he's swallowing it there. That's where the hanoch is. So we're not geyser. If he's reisha v'rubai, then we're not geyser. V'chein begas, and similarly by a wine press, the Gemara will discuss this, what does this mean by the gas of wine press. Iboilu karmelus mai. So we see over here that we're goyzer gzera, when it's a reshus hayochid, reshus harabim, and vice versa, because if he does carry from one reshus to the other, it's an iser d'rais, it's chai m'd'rais, so we're goyzer m'd'rabban. What about if the case would be, if he, can he lean over from reshus hayochid to a karmelus, or from a reshus harabim to a karmelus, is that the same iser would it apply? Now, carrying to and from a karmelus is an iser derabbanan, not an iser deraisa. So the issue is, would we be geyser, the same type of gzera, where the consequence of carrying is an iser derabbanan, not a deraisa, would we still be geyser the same gzera? So we boil a karmelus mai amar abai hihi. It's the same thing, just like we're guys are reshus yachad reshus haram. We're guys are karmelus to reshus yachad reshus haram. Rav amar no, he goof gzera vana nikim nigzer gzera l'gzera. The whole institution of a karmelus is a derabbana as a gzera. So we wouldn't be guys are gzera l'gzera. Now Tosfos points out that abai in general terms agrees that we're not guys are gzera l'gzera. He also agrees that generally speaking we're not. But the question is over here specifically by Haitzah, are we Geyser Gzera L'Gzera, or the Rabbanan Geyser Gzera L'Gzera? And the reason might be, like Tosfos pointed out at the beginning of the Masechta, Haitzah is a Malacha Grua. It's not something that people so readily understand. You can transport heavy things from one corner of a house to another corner of a house a whole day, and Midaraisa, there's no Malacha, but taking something very light and easy from one Rishus to another, you're chayiv. So it's not something that some people, that people so readily understand. So they're perhaps more stringent with haitzo. Or alternatively, because it's a common occurrence, as some Rishonim point out. So this is the machlokes. Abai says we are geyser in this case, gzera l'gzera, and Rava says, no, we are not. Amar Abai mina minalom. What's my proof that we are geyser gzera l'gzera d'ktani v'chein begas? Like we just learned, similarly by a wine press. My gas, so what is this gas over here? So you can't drink from one reshus to the other reshus. And similarly by a gas. What is this wine press? What's the status of it? If the status of it is a reshus hayochid, so it's an enclosed area, it's a reshus hayochid, tanina. We already learned from reshus hayochid to reshus haram, reshus haram, tanina. So what is different by gas that it says, we already said that lo yamed amishus yavish rishus rabim, etc., vice versa. So what is being added by gas? So obviously the gas cannot be a rishus yoch and rishus rabim. It must be a different rishus. Elum must be, elulav, karmelis. Must be that this gas is a karmelis. and this gas is in an open area, it's a karmelis, and v'chein begas, and we're also goyzer by a karmelis. So don't you see clearly that we are goyzer by a karmelis? Tosis mentions over here that even though we have a principle of ein karmelis bekelim, we're not goyzer at the gzer of karmelis by kelim, but he says this gas, this wine press, is not considered a keli because since it's mechuber lekarka, it's not considered a keli. So the dinim of karmelis would apply. So that's a bias proof. This must be a karmelis, and you see we are goyzer the same gzera. Rava says no. There's no proof from here. There's no proof from here. Rav Amar v'chein begas, we're not talking legabe the hoitzah of Shabbos. We're not talking about isurim of Shabbos. It's in a different context, completely different context. He says it's linyan meiser. V'chein Amar of sheshes v'chein begas linyan meiser. It's referring to a halacha of meiser. Now the halacha by meiser is as follows: that a person is not mechuyev midaraisa on afroshas meisers to separate the meisers. He's be allowed to eat the produce without separating the meiser until the point where the processing is finished. When the processing is finished, min ha-toira, then he cannot eat it, it's tevel, and he cannot eat it without separating the meisers. The Rabbanan said even prior to that, it's still osir, but they only answer if it's a achilas keva. But achilas aray, a snack would be mutter. So the issue over here is, by a wine press, if he's in the wine press, would it be considered a snack, or would it not be? Can he drink the wine without being mafish meisers, or can he not? So the context that we're discussing over here is not Shabbos according to Rava. It's legami the halacha of snacking. Does he have to be mafish, the meisers and the gas and the wine press, or not? It's not. Shoyis malagas ben alacham ben alatzainen upater de Ramer. Ramer says, by definition, if it's in a wine press, that's not considered achilas keva. That's only considered temporary. It's considered to be a snack. And whether the wine is diluted with warm water or with cold water, is potter. Ramer says, you do not have to be mafish the meisers. Rav Elazar brought tzadik mechayev. He says, no, that it's not considered to be a snack, and you have to be mafish. Chamim differentiate. How is it diluted? If it's with chamim, with warm water, then you have to take the meisers. If it's tzoinen, it's cold water, then you're potter. What's the difference? Why is there a difference? Because if it's cold water, whatever you don't drink, you can return and put it back into the press. So it's, you can put it in the press, therefore it's not considered achilas keva. Something which is warm water, you would not put it back into the wine press because it would spoil if it's diluted with warm water. So since you don't return the rest of it, it's considered to be a snack. Because it's something that you will finish. You won't return it, so it's not considered to be a snack. So, what do we mean over here when we say v'chein bagas? We were talking about halacha before by Shabbos, and we said by Shabbos that you cannot lean over and drink in a different rishus. But if you are yichnis reish roish of a rubai, and then we're not afraid that you'll bring the keli to you. So similarly, in a gas, if a gas is considered snacking and it's not considered to be achilas keva, it's only considered achilas arai, and it's mutter to drink it without being mafresh. So the issue is, if he's standing outside the gas and if he's leaning over, can he drink in the gas? Now, according to different mandomim and different circumstances, the gas is permitted. It's considered achilas arai and it's permitted. Under those circumstances where the gas is permitted, can he, if he is standing outside the gas, can he lean over and drink in the gas? So it's the same halacha, v'chein begas. If it's reish of a rubai, then he's considered to be in the gas, in the press, over the area of the press, and it's mutter without being mafresh meiser, it's considered achilas, all right, it's a snack. But if he's not Rosh HaVeruba, then we're afraid that he'll take the kli from the gas, from the press, and bring it outside of the gas, and I'll drink it there, and then it's considered achilas keva, so it's osur. So the same basic idea of that we have by on Shabbos, by leaning over one rishus to the other, we have legabi this halach of agas, where agas would be considered a snack, and it's mutra without being mafresh meiser, can you lean over from one rishus to the other? So continuing on with this machlok, Abaye and Rava, Abaye says we are gozer gzera legzera legabe hoitzo by Shabbos, and Rava says we are not. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Tanan lo yetzei chayit b'machtas amol chashecho, the tailor should not go out with his needles, with his pins, somach l'chashecha before Shah close to Shabbos, Shema yishkach v'yetzei, because we're afraid that he'll carry on Shabbos. So my love, that chuvaloi bebigdoi, are we not talking where the pin is stuck into his garment? Where even if he would take this out, walk out on Shabbos in this manner, it's not the normal derech vaitzah. And even if he would go out in this manner, he'd be potter. And nevertheless, we are goyzer that on Erev Shabbos, he cannot go out, samach l'chashecha, agzera shema yishach v'yetze. Now, even if he does go out on Shabbos, l'chayre, it's only a derabona, it's not a deraisa, and yet, you see, we still are goyzer, so it's a ride to Abaye, l'chayre, it's a kasha on Rava. Don't we see that by itself, we are goyzer, agzera, l'gzera? Where says, lo, did not get l'biyodi. We're talking not when it was stuck into his garment. It means he was holding it in his hand. So if he did go out on Shabbos in that manner, he'd be chay v'chatas. It would be a deraisa. That's why we're geyser erev Shabbos. But if it would be tchuv bigdo, it would just be stuck into his garment, we would not be geyser. Well, here it says clearly that he should not go out with a machat that's attached to his garment. It says clearly that way. My love, Erev Shabbos. Are we also not talking Erev Shabbos where it's Erev Shabbos? And yet we are goyzer, even though if he did go out on Shabbos, it would be a derabana, not a deraisa. Don't you see we are goyzer, gzera, legzera? Where it says loy, kitani b'Shabbos. No, that's referring to Shabbos itself. That on Shabbos you can't go out, the tailor can't go with the machat chuvah bebigdoi, that's also midrabanan to carry in that manner. But on Erev Shabbos, there would be no iser because that would only be exer l'exer. I fact the Gemara of Atanya lo yetzei chayit b'machdoi at chuvah bebigdoi be'erev Shabbos im chashecha. It says clearly it's chuvah bebigdoi. And Erev Shabbos, don't you see that even though it's Erev Shabbos, and it's chuvah bigda, which lecher is a derabanan, so it's a gzera legzera, and we are gzera. So isn't that a raya to Abaye Kashan Rava? Where it says, Homani Rabbi Yehudihi. Now this man domer is Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Uman Derechum Noso Chayev, that holds that it's not a derabanan. The Uman who goes out, Derechum Noso, this is the manner which a Uman, a trade, goes out, then that is considered normal, and that would be considered the normal way of carrying. And since the Uman has it with a pin that it's stuck to his, attached to his baguette, he holds that that would be considered the normal way of carrying, and it would be Chaymed Deraisa, and that's why we're Goyzer on Erev Shabbos. It's not Exera Lexera, because for the tailor, for the Uman to go out in this manner, to carry the pin in this manner, would be a deraisa. The sanya lo yetzei chayit b'machtat chuvaloi bebigdoi. The chayit cannot go with the pin that's attached to his garment. V'loi nagar b'kisim shba'ozna. Not a carpenter with a ruler that's ba'ozna, that behind his ear. V'loi sarik b'mashicha shba'ozna. And not the comer, not with the mashicha, with the cord that he has in his ear. He had a cord which he ties the garment that he's combing, that he's fluffing up, that he ties and stretches it to the end. He can't go with that cord. V'le gardi b'ira shebozna, not the weaver, not with the ira shebozna. The weaver had a tube, and in the tube that had the spool of the wool, and he had a stopper in it that to make sure that the wouldn't unravel, that only one thread would come at a time, and he would put it in the hole of the spool, and therefore to ensure that the threads would not unravel, only one strand would come at a time. So he used to put that in his ear. And not a dyer, he used to have sample swatches with different color samples. He should not have it around his neck, those color samples. And not the money changer with a dinner and by it behind his ear. V'imiotza, potter v'loser, div Ramer. Ramer says if you did go out in that manner, potter v'loser, it's not the normal way of caring, and therefore it's potter v'loser. Rabbi Yehuda emer uman derechum nosachai. Rabbi Yehuda says that the uman, this is the way the trade does go out, is chai, v'sharon kolana potter. For everybody else, it's not the normal way of caring. But for the uman, it is the normal way, and therefore he's chayav. So the way we're assuming right now that the pshat and the machloikas is that Ramer says, we're assuming in the Havamina that Ramer holds, even though it's normal for the uman, but if it's not normal for everybody else, you're potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's normal for the uman, if the uman does it, if the trade does it, if that professional does it that way, then he's chayav. Even though, notwithstanding that it's not common for everybody else, but if it's common for him, for that group of people, then they're chayiv. Anybody else would be potter. So here where we're saying that the chayiv b'machtoi can't go to Ereshav, the chayiv b'machtchu b'bigdoi, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that says it's not a gzera l'gzera, it's not a drum, because for the uman to carry it out, b'bigdoi, that would be an iser d'oraisa, b'chayim d'oraisa. So it's not a gzera l'gzera. Tanachada lo yetzazav b'kisoi, azav should not go out with a kis. Azav, who has riyas of zav, so he has, if he has three riyas, then he's tamei and he has to bring a korban. Two riyas, he doesn't have to bring a korban. He's tamei, he doesn't have to bring a korban. So he has a kis, a pouch, that to be able to boidek, to do an examination to see if he had emissions, if he had a riyah. So Tani Chadallo Yetzazah B'kisa, that he should not go out with a kiss. V'im Yotza Patra V'losa. And if he did, it's not Haitzah D'Raisa, it's not the normal way of caring, so it's Patra V'losa, it's also Midoran, but not Midoraisa. Ay, V'tani Yidach Lo Yetz V'im Yotza Chayv Chatzis, we learned elsewhere that it's an Isser D'Raisa, he's Chayv Chatzis for doing that. Amar Rav Yosef Lo Kasha, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. It's not a Kasha, that's Rav Meir. So Ramer says, just like we said before, by the chayat, by the trades, since normally other people, generally, the general population does not carry that way, then it's potter. And even for the zav, you'd be potter. And Harav Yehuda that says, uman derecham nosa is chayat. Amle Abaye. No, our understanding of Ramer is not the way, he says, Abaye says, not the way we previously understood it. Where did Ramer say you're potur? Not the way we previously understood it. He says, where did he say that's by a chayat, that's by the gardi, that's by the nagar, those are so chani in those cases, where it's not even normal, it's not even common for those classes of people. When a carpenter wants to take out his kalim, his rulers, his what, he holds it like everybody else. The reason that they would put things behind their ear or attach to their garment or have it visible, it's because they want to advertise. The way Rashi explained, they're advertising that these are trades who do this type of work. They're weavers, they're money changers, they're tailors, etc. It's not normal caring for them, that's marketing. It's advertising, so they put it behind their ear, they put it on there, but that's not the normal way of caring, even for them. So that's why Ramer says that they are potter, because it's not even normal for them. But for something which is normal for that person, even Ramer would agree that that's chayim d'oraisa. Now for the zav, it's not common for other people, it's not normal for other people, but for the zav himself, it is. So even Ramer would agree that for this person, even though it's generally not common, but if this is the way that this person would, under these circumstances, carry, it's considered caring for him. And even Ramer would agree that you're chayav. If you're going to save a person who's not a professional carpenter, and he hollows out a log, he hollows out a hollow opening which can hold a kav. It can hold a kav of that measurement of liquid. So he's not a professional carpenter. He doesn't do it in the same size, the same quantity, in the same manner, in the professional way that a carpenter would do it. But for an amateur, this is the way he would do it. So it's normal for him. So if you're going to tell me if somebody who's not a professional and he builds something, he fashions something, he constructs something, he engraves something, he hollows out something, you're saying that he's going to be potter if he does it on Shabbos because it's not the normal way. Certainly, Rameir would agree he's chayv because for him, under these circumstances, this is the way it's normally done. So certainly be chayv. So therefore, for the Zav, even though for other people it's not normal to carry with a kiyas, but for a Zav it is. He would also agree that you're chayv. So that's not the pshat. So why does it say in one case that you're chayv, the Zav is chayv, in another case, Balter? Elamar v'amnuna loy kasha. Kan b'zav bal shtei riyos, kan b'zav bal gimel riyos. It depends if it is needed or not. Now, it's only needed for the Zav, the pouch, in order to examine himself to see if he really is Tomei, if he's a Zav. So if he's a Zav, Baal Shtei Riyos, he only had two missions, he only saw twice, he needs that pouch to be able to determine if there's another Riyah, and if he's Tomei, it's a Baal Shtei Sholosh Riyos, and if he's Tomei, he has to bring a Korban. So that Kiyas is important for him, and it's needed, and therefore it's considered Hoitzah, because it's a Hoitzah for the purpose of Hoitzah. He needs that kiyas to determine whether he's a Zav Baal Shtei Sholosh Riyos. But if he already saw three times, then there's no purpose for that kiyas anymore, and therefore there's no purpose for the Hoitzah, and therefore he's considered Potter. So it's not Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. They would both agree that if there's a purpose for this Hoitzah, that the person would be chayv, the Zav would be chayv. Because it's normal for the Zav under these circumstances. The difference between the braises, when one is potter and one is chayv, if it's a Zav Baal Shtei Riyos, he needs the kiss to determine if he's a Zav Baal Sholosh Riyos. Therefore, the Hoitzah is considered to be carrying. It's a purposeful Hoitzah, and he's chayv. If he already saw three times, there's no purpose for it, so he's potter. Frank the Gemara. Maishna Baal. So you're saying if he only saw twice, he needs it because he has to examine himself to see if he sees a third time. Well, Zav Baal Gimel Nami Mivoy Lila Sfira. Even if he saw three times, but after three times, he needs now to start the Zayin Nekiyim. He has to have seven clean days where there is no emission, where there's no Riyah he doesn't see. So he needs the kiyas to be able to check and examine Boydeg afterwards if he's really clean, if he has Zayin Nekiyim. So there is a purpose, even if he saw three times, there's still a purpose. Our answer is Lo Nitzrach Ela Boy B'Yayim. Now we're talking where it's Boy B'Yayim. The Zayin Nekiyim only starts the day after he saw. Now if he saw the third Riyah on this day, to continue to have this kiss, to wear this kiss, it serves no purpose. Because he's already Tomei, he's already Zav Gomer, and he has to bring a korban. He cannot start the Zayin Nekiyim, the seven clean days, until the next day. So to wear this kiss for the rest of this day serves no purpose. So therefore he's potter, because there's not a purpose for the Hoitzah. And that's why he's potter, Frank the Gemara. Still, for practical purposes, he needs it. Even though Lagavi the halachas of Zav, he doesn't, but he still needs it for practical purposes. Vami boy, like a deshali ton of Caleb. He still needs it so that he doesn't become dirty, his clothes don't become dirty. Amar Azira, Itana Hudamar Kolat Sulitinef Leika Chashiv. We're going according to the Tana holds that carrying, that wearing something just to protect your garment, is not considered to wear, it's not chashev. That's not considered a davar chashev. If you're wearing something just to protect your garment, that's not considered purposeful, and that's not considered a chashev. And therefore, even though it serves this practical purpose, he's still potter. It's still not considered to be the purpose of Haitzah. So the details of this discussion, Beis Hashem, we'll see in the next moment.